Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. I just wanted to let you know that you can find all of our past episodes. There's over 300 of them. You can find over 300 episodes, all archived by topic and by advisor name, and find a lot of great information at exitcoachradio.com. So please go check that out. If you're looking for information regarding business continuity or sales or even real estate issues, tax issues, a wide variety of topics, from a wide variety of advisors, so check that out, exitcoachradio.com. My next guest is Leslie Hassler from Your Biz Rules, and she's joining us from Dallas, and we're going to talk about Your Biz Rules, which helps women entrepreneurs revive and reinvent their businesses to move past too much to do, make great money, and spend more time with their family, which is always a great thing. And today, we're going to talk about how to instantly grow your business by 10%. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Howdy, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you today?
I am fabulous. It's nearing 100 degrees here in Dallas, Texas, but I am all ready for you guys. So excited to be here.
Well, everything's bigger in Texas, even the temperature, I guess, huh?
So, that it is.
Well, it's a pleasure. I know I've been looking forward to talking to you about what you do and how you help business owners. Leslie, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started as a business strategist?
Sure, I can definitely do that. You know, the truth is I've always been an entrepreneur. I just shied away from it because when I was young, my parents had a business and it failed and really negatively affected our entire family. And I kind of carried that baggage around with me for a while, staying away from business, and went into corporate and did the corporate stint for a while. And the business part came back. So I have actually been an entrepreneur for the last 7 years. I currently have 2 businesses. I've been able to earn multi six figures in those businesses. And even though I have that knack and I had, you know, some knowledge coming in, some talent probably coming into my first business, I still struggled. And in that way, really found ways to break down the way that I thought business had to be done in a way that actually worked for me. So instead of working the 80-hour weeks, I could work 20 hours a week. I could start this new business. And it's really all those strategies that I have put into practice and tried them and made them true that I share with my clients to be able to do the same for themselves.
Great. Well, thanks very much for sharing your past with us. And tell us a little bit about what you can do or what our listeners can do to grow their business by 10%.
Well, the easiest thing is, and it comes from a very old adage, that which is measured naturally increases, naturally improves. And even I know I've listened to Jim Rohn talk about this, that by taking a look at your business in the right ways, at the right things, you will naturally improve your business. And I say 10% because 10% is so easy. And the way that we do that and the way that I encourage my clients is really to get in touch and know what their 7 figures are. And these 7 figures are the key to growing your business to reach 7 figures. And just knowing that and having knowledge of what those numbers are, you naturally and easily can increase your business by 10%.
Great. Can you share a little bit more about what those 7 figures are?
Yeah, I will definitely go into those. And we'll start with saying that most people think that business is about clients and revenue, right? Clients and sales. And it's actually these 7 figures that are more important because these 7 figures determine your clients and sales. So if we run through them real quick, what you're going to look at is you need to know how many leads you're bringing in to the business. And once you know that and can track them, I encourage you to track them as much detail as you can. Then you come into your conversion. And what is conversion? Conversion is the ability to turn a lead into a client. So really, your client is just a result of your leads times your conversion percentage. Once you get into that, get a client, then you're going to really want to know what's the average sale per client. what are people spending with you, right? And then from there, you're going to want to know how many times do they purchase with you? So what's their average purchase cycle? And when you take your clients and multiply them by their average sale, by the number of times that they purchase with you in a period, that determines your revenue, right? That's mm-hmm. sales. Mm-hmm. That's what sales is about. And then you go into knowing what your net profit is. And those are kind of the balance sheet, the profit and loss part that kind of go in there. But I add two more in there, and that you need to know what your client is worth, what's the lifetime value of a client. And then you need to know how much it costs you in a time and money to get those clients. All of those numbers, having knowledge in those numbers really determines the way that you can drive your business.
That's great insight. And of course, once you know the value of a client, you look at the client acquisition process a little differently, don't you?
Huge. You know, everyone sees marketing as an expense, right? It's an expense. And a lot of people's tendency, if they need a quote unquote cut cost, is to cut marketing. What you need to see is marketing as an investment. When you understand that it costs you X number of dollars to actually purchase a client, you can make so many more decisions. You can evaluate a marketing, you know, strategy as far as whether it's right or not right for you. You can evaluate the investment. If you knew you could invest $500 and make $50,000, would you do that?
Of course. Of course.
Every day, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's what the value of that number is. And people don't know what their acquisition costs are and don't know how to really use it as a strategy to drive their business.
That's a really great point, and I think it's a very valuable thing for anybody to do, and including it's a great story to be able to share with your employees and your salespeople, the people that will find your clients and mind your clients, because each one of those clients is worth a lifetime of revenues. It's a huge mm-hmm. number. It's a huge mm-hmm. number. In knowing that, and is there what's the fastest path to cash?
Really, the fastest path to cash is in knowing these numbers, but then knowing how to use them. So if you need a quick blast of cash, I would say raise your prices, period. You know, raise them 10%. Most people won't even see that 10%. We tend to carry a lot more baggage about the raising of the prices. But the truth is, statistically, you could nearly double your prices before you saw attrition of clients. If you're doing a good job in value and service delivery and all those things, it assumes that you could nearly double before you would really start to lose enough clients for it to be a negative impact. So to me, your fastest path always is in your pricing.
Okay, so a lot of people are nervous that they're going to lose clients, but what you're saying out of that is you might lose some, but you'll make up for it by the ones that are paying a higher price.
And in actuality, you'll lose so few for up to a certain percentage, like when we're talking about doubling your prices, if we're talking, you know, going from 100 to 200, that might be the point in time to where you actually lose anyone. Most people, though, for a 10, 20, 30% price increase, as long as you're providing on the value, will stay with you and happily pay the price.
That's good to know. That's great. That's a great tip. Now, can you give us a couple of examples of some clients that have worked with you and what their situation was before they came to you and how you helped them out?
Sure. You know, everyone is a little different, and we try to really work within the business and the people to have the best success. But what I see hands down is really how we can help people get out of the way of the money. You know, a lot of times business owners inadvertently stand in the way and don't allow it to come in. So we have done everything from as simple as modifying a client intake or lead intake system that a client had to make it easier for somebody to say, hey, I'm interested. That change went from having no one raise their hand to having enough people raise their hand that she had $15,000 in sales. And this was about 6 months prior of no income. That's huge in somebody's life, especially when you can reproduce it and do it. And we see those stories time and time again of people that are really struggling with finances and cash flow in their business, and just some shifts of how you look at how many leads you need, how many clients, or improving your conversion skills and with messaging and asking questions versus selling and all these things that kind of come in has a dramatic effect. We had another client that had had consistent years and then were on a bad year, and just in one day changed enough for her that she could turn around and get, you know, $60,000 worth of sales in the next 2 weeks. That's the kind of magic that we're talking about. It varies for each person and what their situation is, but the possibility is just so huge.
Yeah, it is. It, you know, evaluating everything, and how important is it for people once they have something set up like that to test it against other alternatives?
You know, I liken to say that as entrepreneurs, we should be much more of a mad scientist in our business, of really testing and tweaking and measuring, and did that work? Well, how did this work? Did this work better? And knowing all the elements that go into it so that you know what works for you. You know what brings, you know, your cash triggers and what brings cash in your door. We're just afraid to try. And we're afraid that we might make a mistake. And it's really the value is in finding the mistakes so that you can learn and grow faster and have that kind of mad scientist mentality of really tweaking your business to make it work.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And a lot of business owners are so busy making the widgets that they're not spending enough time in the lab. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And you know, that's when we start out our businesses for the first time, we think it's all about the widgets. We really do. And we have to perfect the widget, but it's really about the composition. And we talk about numbers because business is math. And if you can understand the math, you can make almost anything work. And it is really about, you know, that testing and measure. And we know Thomas Edison had, 99 failures before the light bulb. I know Brad Sugars, a multimillionaire, tells the story of testing a message 257 times before he landed on gold. And then that gold was worth, for every $5 or $10 that he spent, $1,800 in return for years to come. That's the value of really becoming the mad scientist in your business and figuring it out and testing and measuring and tweaking to make things work.
So nothing is set it and forget it these days. It's because the market's changing, demographics are changing, messaging's changing, technology's changing. So you need to really stay on top of all these trends and keep trying and testing different things to make. And that's what a CEO does, right? I mean, that's the goal of the CEO, is to build value in the company and to set the vision and build value and tinker with things.
It is definitely. And even if you've done any studying into what makes businesses good, I mean, take good to great or great by choice, these things are demonstrated time and time again. When a company fails to innovate, when a company fails to grow with its consumers and keeps to its rigidity and the way it used to be done, that's the death of a business. And like you said, things change so lightning quick anymore. And it's really kind of getting that, building in that flexible quality into your business that's going to have it be a business in 5 and 10 years.
Now, what are some of the first things that you work with or the first things that you look at when you're working with a new client?
Honestly, we get to know the numbers first, so we see where we're at. And we know what to work on, so to speak. Most people come to us with cash problems. And so we work on really getting the low-hanging fruit. There are short-term strategies and there are long-term strategies. And the talent is knowing which is which. A lot of companies come to us focusing on long-term strategies, but complaining about short-term cash. And there's a reason, you know, we got to get some short-term stuff to go and grow, and then we can build and leverage. And so that's really where we start. We start with the numbers so that we have a firm playing ground and we know what we're looking at. We focus on the short-term to get stability, and then we go to grow and leverage the company.
That's great. So what's average kind of length of an engagement with someone with you once they start? Do they have monthly meetings, weekly meetings? How does that usually work?
You know, right now we do a lot of one-on-one work, being if we've got somebody that just needs an intensive strategy, then we'll do kind of a VIP day with them, a single day where we just dedicate hours to them. But a lot of our clients work with us on a weekly basis, and typically, you know, we can get good results in 3 to 6 months. 6 to 12 months is really where you start to see the lightning bolts go off and firecrackers take off. So that's where we like to see our clients come in, is in that six, you know, make a 6 to 12 month commitment to really get their business on firm and solid ground.
Is it a prerequisite for people that you work with that they know those 7 numbers you talked about earlier?
We work through them, and actually, you know, we've developed tools to make it as easy as possible, because a lot of people start to glaze over when you talk about the numbers, or they just don't want to know.
Yeah.
So we've kind of made some easy ways to be able to do it. And no, you don't need to come to me knowing. We'll figure it out. If you've got that in your back pocket ready to go, then we can get moving quicker. So, but yeah, we have to walk people through that all the time.
How many of the businesses you work with would you say that you're seeing today are internet-based sales kinds of businesses?
I'm going to say it's a 50-50 mix right now. Uh-huh. I definitely have some online businesses. I have some one-to-one type businesses where there's physical interactions that want to go online. And then I have the one-to-ones that want to stay, you know, service-based one-to-ones. And so it's really kind of a mix. I would say we're definitely all much more of a service-based kind of client, although there are some procurement and product development in there, but you know, it's a mix. It's a pretty even mix.
Okay, so are you seeing any trends that types of businesses that are coming at you and saying we're really having a problem in this particular industry or type of business?
What I see happening is, especially in the online world, is people not fully understanding the need for critical mass and negating some business basics. So of getting traction with clients that are in your own backyard, in your neighborhood, and just hanging their hat on the internet world. It takes a critical mass to really make the numbers work. And when you understand the numbers, again, I get back to that, I'm sorry, you can see what your critical mass would mean. But it's easy to make a sale one-to-one. And so a lot of times where we've got is brand new businesses that need that cash stability, that are looking for it online, and they're having a hard time doing it. And so we kind of take them back to some business basics to get the cash going, and then we build to critical mass. So it's really that critical mass that is so necessary to get traction.
Makes a lot of sense. So what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you, and do you have any offers for them?
I do, because we just kind of ran through those numbers, didn't we? And there's a lot that goes into them. But like I said, we've been working on developing tools to make it easy. And so I want to share one of those tools with you. And our listeners can go to yourbizrules.com/7+. And you're going to do that, and you can request your 7 figures to 7 figures calculator. I have you type in 5 figures, and I show you the math behind it. So we do all the calculating for you. You're going to be able to see where you are currently, and then you're going to be able to see what would happen if you made a 30% change, a 10%, 30%, and a 50% change to each of those numbers, what it does to your bottom line. And that's exciting. So that's what we're sharing with your listeners. And as part of that, they get into our community, so they'll have more ways that they can get to know us better and find out if we can help them.
What a great offer. Thanks very much, Leslie. So listeners, this is a chance for you to go get some real hands-on numbers and real help for your business. Go to www.yourbizrules.com/7+. And why wouldn't you do that? Leslie, thanks very much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun and a very informative interview. And I really think you're doing a great thing for people by helping them just grow in your business 10% with an initial overview and paying attention and being mindful of things. It is a great way for businesses to hit the ground running and grow their business. So thanks very much for all that you do, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I had a blast. Y'all have a great afternoon.
All right, thanks. I've been talking with Leslie Hassler of Your Biz Rules, and you can get in touch with her at www.yourbizrules.com. So do that. Get in touch with Leslie. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50 plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well planned. We upload new 1 minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.